you know, like an old 37 Chevrolet, all that old Ford that we were talking about with the rumble seat. Okay, the accelerator. Okay. That doesn't make the car go though. That's simply...
Well, okay. Not technically. How do you shift gears in a car without automatic transmission?
Without, well, with a clutch. You have a synchronized clutch in most automobiles too. To go from one gear, from a lower gear to a higher gear.
And what would you call the type of car that's non-automatic transmission?
Four-speed, five-speed, six-speed, depending on the number, the gear ratio of the car.
Okay, and if you were driving through a residential district where the city wants you to slow down, there are special things on the road the car has to go over?
Speed brakes.
What kind of cars and trucks does the fire department use?
Name brand or?
Not name brand,
the
no.
Kind?
Just descriptions of, yeah. Names that describe.
Oh, it. Just a fire truck. And they have, let's see, I think they have an ambulance truck and then a fire truck and then maybe a utility truck.
Okay.
Emergency truck or something like that.
What about the ones that have the pumps on them? Do you have a name for that?
A fire truck with a pump on it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, they call it an engine truck or is it a...
Have you ever heard of a pumper truck?
No, I haven't.
And what about the ones with ladders on them?
I think they refer to them as hook and ladders.
Okay. And what about the trucks that have the buckets, boom and buckets going up that, you know, they're similar to the things that men cut down trees and with.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But I don't have the slightest idea what they call them.
You heard of snorkel trucks?
Yes, I have. Is that a snorkel truck?
Yeah, I guess so. Okay.
It gets the job done, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If it's on the couch.
Now, if the fire chief came to a fire alone, what might he drive in?
Fire chief usually comes in a car. You know, a red, usually it's a red car, but I notice here later, one of them had a green car. I was wondering about that.
Did the fire trucks around here used to be red?
They used to be red, and I think the majority of them may still be red. Now, in my immediate neighborhood, we have a red one and a green one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a guy asked me last, maybe a couple of weeks ago, what was the significance of the truck being green?
You know?
I told him we were just tired of looking at a red truck.
I tried to find out from the fireman. I didn't really have a reason why they were green.
Well, my friend, he didn't like that answer either, so I don't know.
Okay. What would a policeman drive in?
They have what they call a prowl car.
Mm-hmm.
A parole car. A prowl car.
Yeah.
Prowl car where they put parolees.
Okay. And how about other types of automobiles that the police department uses?
They also have your emergency vehicles, ambulances, and I think they have, here they have, might have some Rovers, Land Rovers, you know, they have, they may even have some amphibious cars that go on water, you know, like the, when they have somebody who drowns, that kind of equipment, cars that can go out so far, maybe not a lot of them.
Do you have any slang names for police cars?
I'm sure there are, but I wouldn't be in a situation to use it that way.
Okay. And what do the police use? It's a type of aircraft.
Helicopter.
Do you know any, one of the people called who work at the fire department?
Fireman.
Okay, do you know any familiar terms?